Hello and welcome to the Radio King blog. Today I'm going to be giving you three great ways to get closer to the listeners of your radio station. To take your radio to the next level, your listeners need to feel attached to it. However, a musical program isn't always enough to develop a real bond with your audience. So, let's dive right in and see how you can create a closer connection. One of the most important things is knowing your audience. Before you can even think about building audience loyalty, you need to know who your audience is. In addition to influencing the type of content broadcast on your radio station, it also helps to determine the way you address your listeners. The topics you cover, the tone of voice you use, the means of communication, or even the time slots in which you speak won't be the same from one audience to another. This is why it's super important to know who you're speaking to before you've even started talking. To do this, you can rely on variables to help define your audience. So, for example, age, gender, geographical area, hobbies and interests, music tastes, etc. If your radio station is still young and you have little or no data to work with, we invite you to base your research on a defined target audience. This is the type of listener you'll be targeting. To put it simply, by knowing exactly who you want to address, you'll be able to direct your choices towards a strategy that's effective for this specific audience. We spoke about audience targeting on our blog 2 weeks ago, so don't hesitate to check that article out too. Another great way to create a connection with your listeners is to broadcast live on your radio. Broadcasting good, regularly updated, and coherent content is the basis of an enjoyable radio station. However, without any live sessions, all this can quickly lack a key factor: human interaction. Listeners will become less attached to your radio station if you only offer content in which you never speak to them directly. To love a radio station and support it, listeners must be attached to a vision, values, or a personality. Live shows are the best way to create a regular rendezvous with your listeners. Consider live broadcasts as a privileged moment that you choose to spend with your audience and that they choose to spend with you. It's also an excellent opportunity to talk about what drives you or what you're passionate about, which can be a great way to establish a real, sincere relationship with your listeners. Speaking your mind is far from being a weak point when it comes to standing out. Of course, this doesn't mean spreading judgment or hatred, but simply sharing your opinion, your tastes, or your values on certain important subjects. Our final suggestion is to embrace the power of social media. It's no secret that nowadays, social networks are essential for building and animating your community. They obviously allow you to address your audience directly, but social networks are also an excellent way for your community to exchange with you and even amongst themselves. But with the various platforms available today, which network should you choose? To help choose the social networks on which to express yourself, use the variables we talked about in the first part. For example, if your target audience is between 35 and 50 years old, you should choose Facebook and Twitter. For those between 18 and 30 years old, you'll probably have better luck reaching them on Instagram, Snapchat, or even TikTok. You should post regularly, but be careful not to drown your community in a flood of posts. Each publication will lose interest, which may result in a lack of engagement. In our opinion, you should avoid posting more than once a day on each network, then adjust according to your time and priorities. So, now that you've chosen your networks, what do you actually share? You don't only have to share news about your radio. Again, think about what interests your audience. So this could be sharing music, news, or even highlighting yourself every now and again. Don't hesitate to take a look at what's already being done on other accounts. Finally, we mustn't forget that social networks can also be a rather cruel means of communication at times. You should be prepared to receive criticism, not always tactfully or kindly worded. If you are solicited or tagged, think carefully about your answers. Each intervention is an opportunity to reinforce your presence, the image you give off, and to engage in a discussion with your fans. But some exchanges should be kept private or simply ignored. We hope that these tips will help you create a closer connection to your listeners. Don't have your own radio station yet? Radio King offers a free 7-day demo, no commitment. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time for a new article.